Supposing there's a log that's lying across the road, and you can't get your car by it. You might say, well, I'm going to have to tie a rope to it so that I can...
Move it. Pull it.
I'm still looking for another word. If you've got
drag it.
Yeah. Okay. Supposing it was there yesterday, and you'd say, I already tied a rope to it, and I...
Dragged it.
All right. Now, if you've had to do it a lot of times, you might say, well, I have...
Drug.
Okay. Now, what do you call the thing that you, in the spring, when you're going to start planting, if a farmer's going to start planting, he has a certain kind of vehicle, or it might be just a hand thing that he breaks up the ground with.
A plow.
All right. All right, after you've plowed, sometimes you have to break up the ground even smaller. Okay, there's another kind of thing for that. Do you know what that's called?
No.
What do you call the thing that the wheels of a car or a wagon or whatever fit onto and goes between them? Trucks usually have three of these things. Because they got three
sections. An axle?
Okay. What do you call a thing that's shaped like an X that you might lay a log across it to chop it up?
Say it again.
All right. It's an X-shaped frame. You stick a log through it like that, so it'll hold it while you chop up the log.
I don't know.
All right. How about, sometimes you can get two that are shaped like A's, like this. You can lay a board across them, like to make a picnic table, a temporary table. You ever heard of one of those? Have you ever heard of a sawbuck? Or a sawhorse?
Oh, yeah.
When you want to make your hair neat, what do you do to it?
You groom it.
Well, no, just this person.
Comb it.
And what's the other thing?
Brush it.
Okay. All right, now this is a long time ago, too, but barbers used to have straight razors, and they go like this on a long leather thing. Do you know what that's called?
No.
Okay, have you ever heard of a strop?
A what?
A strop?
No.
Okay. All right, what do you call the thing that you put into a revolver?
A bullet.
All right, but it's the thing that holds the bullets.
I can't think of it. I mean,
okay.
These words ain't coming as easy.
Yeah, I know. They're words that you probably don't use that much. No. You probably don't talk about guns that much. All right, what do you call the thing that, children, it's in a playground lot, and it's a long board, and one kid gets on each end of it, goes up and down.
Seesaw.
All right, and if you see two kids doing that, you might say, oh, they are...
Seesaw.
Okay. What do you call all right, it might be a plank of wood that's anchored in the middle by another piece of wood or a post, and it spins around. Have you ever seen a thing like that?
What?
Well, it's a long piece of wood, and again, two kids get on it like a seesaw. But instead of going up and down, it goes. They spin it around in a circle. Have you ever seen one of those? Yeah, I haven't. Okay. Well, I'll ask you anyway. Have you heard? It's called a flying jenny. That's what it is. No? Okay, that's fine. All right, what do you call the thing that you get into and it's, you might tie a rope to a branch of a tree and put a tire on that or something. Go back and forth.
Swing.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you carry coal in?
A truck.
All right, but if you were just carrying around in your house, like if you had coal heat or something.
A bucket.
Okay. What do you call it, a small vehicle that you carry, well, you've already told me, a wheelbarrow. What about a thing that you